Go Washington football team, win the football game. Rah, 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 live up to your name. Go Washington football team, pride of all D.C. F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L-T-E-A-M, we.
It's the Drive on your local radio station. We are ESPN Blacksburg. A good Thursday afternoon. It's 4:30 on a Thursday, and Nathan Brenner, are you excited?
I'm very excited.
I'm excited, too, because we get to do this.
Can't keep my hands to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to.
Scott Nason.
Absolutely, let's go.
Oh, yeah!
Scott Nason joining us today. How are you, my friend?
Gentlemen, it is great to be on your show. It's going to seem a little different without Paul here, but I know you guys are doing a great job this week. You'll continue to, and happy to be on your show to talk some NFL football week 15. Hard to believe we're almost to the postseason, gents.
Yes, sir, and we're happy to have you, Scott. We will try to keep the questions about your personal life to a minimum. Our boss is not very good at self-control in that department. We'll start you off with what's going on tonight, Scott. Thursday night football, the Chargers and the Raiders. Kind of a two-pronged question here. Sort of a close line. Vegas, a 3.5-point favorite. They need to win this game to stay in the conversation for a postseason appearance. Justin Herbert, Justin Jefferson is on his tail now in this Rookie of the Year race. It kind of seemed like Herbert was running away with it. Is Herbert the Rookie of the Year in your mind, and can Oakland, or should I say Las Vegas, win this game to stay in contention?
I think that Herbert is in the running, but as you said, Jefferson in Minnesota is certainly making up a gap that seemed to be a lot bigger early in the season. I mean, Herbert, I think, will be a good quarterback. I think he is a good quarterback. Chargers look pretty sloppy in their win against another team that's going the wrong direction or has been going in the wrong direction, the Atlanta Falcons. I think the Raiders have more in this game as far as, I mean, they got to win to stay alive for the playoffs. It's looking pretty tough right now. I think if they run the ball well, you know, Josh Jacobs, I think is the key to this game. We don't know if Eckler is going to play. I have fantasy football implications, so I'm keeping a big eye on that one. I like the Raiders to win and cover.
Scott, we finally have Saturday night NFL football, but we're going to start at 4:30 with the Buffalo Bills. They say no one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Personally, I think they probably have the best chance to defeat the Chiefs in the AFC. Tell me why I'm right.
I think you are right. And, you know, I've underestimated Buffalo, I think, more often than not this season. I certainly didn't think they were going to beat Pittsburgh. But, you know, you look at that team and the addition of Stephon Diggs, it was the best offseason acquisition for any team. I mean, he 100 catches. I mean, he makes Josh Allen look really good. Josh Allen makes himself look really good. You know, going into Denver got a nice win at Carolina. Obviously, you know, Carolina with their record's not that good, but Drew Locke coming off his best game. I like Buffalo in this one, and I agree. I think they have as good a chance as anyone to knock off Kansas City, who is the favorite in the AFC, but there's certainly a couple teams in the mix. Buffalo is one of them, and they win on Saturday.
Scotty, the Saturday evening contest features the Carolina Panthers traveling to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers. The Packers now in sole possession of first place in the NFC, which means given the new playoff format, they would be the only team in the NFC with a bye, and the road to the Super Bowl would travel through Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers playing out of his mind. Patrick Mahomes threw three interceptions last week. That MVP race is tightening. Do you think Rodgers can pull out this MVP? It would either be the second or third of his career. And two, if they can hold on to this number one seed, the Packers are the surefire favorites in the NFC, am I right?
I think they are. And the defense still worries me with Green Bay, but, you know, New Orleans, they're kind of sliding in the wrong direction. And I don't know about the NFC West teams because I think each of them has some issues. I do like the Rams, I think, of any of those teams, maybe. But Green Bay certainly is in a good position. You know, only one team gets a bye, so they certainly have a lot to play for. And yes, Aaron Rodgers should be in the MVP conversation. I think it's neck and neck right now. You look at their stats and what Rodgers has to work with compared to what Mahomes has to work with. I mean, yes, he has Davante Adams, and all he does is catch touchdowns every game. Thank you for my fantasy football team. I like Green Bay in this one. Carolina, obviously, is going in the wrong direction. They do get DJ Moore back. They don't have McCaffrey. But it's in Lambeau. It's at night. Give me the Packers.
Scott, an absolutely crucial game for my Colts. They play host to the Texans. The Colts right there in the division, tied with Tennessee. Tennessee does have the tiebreaker with a better in-division record. Obviously, the Colts need to win this game against the divisional opponent with the Texans. I've got a two-pronged question for you. One, what is the ceiling for this Colts team? It looks like they will be a playoff team. And two, give me a reason why the Texans should be optimistic right now.
Yeah, they shouldn't be optimistic at all because of their run defense. I think Jonathan Taylor has a big game. You can't count out Hines. Heck, they both could have over 100 yards on Sunday. Yeah. You know, Indianapolis is a team that's kind of been a head-scratcher for me all season long. Kind of like Buffalo. You think, okay, you know, they don't have a whole lot of weapons. Okay, Phillip Rivers, you know, T.Y. Hilton, he's starting to get back into form, which we haven't seen in a few years. So, as far as the ceiling, I mean, if obviously Indianapolis wants to win the division. It's going to be pretty tough if they don't win the division because then they're going to have to go play at a Buffalo, at a, you know, at a Pittsburgh or something like that where I think they have a harder time. They get that division, get a home game, who knows? So Indy's going in the right direction, and they certainly win and easily cover this week.
I like that.
Scotty, while we're talking about our own favorite teams, the Washington football team, winners of four in a row, first place in the NFC East, they take on a Seattle team who, prior to destroying the lesser team in New York, did lose to the Giants. Washington, you know, has a really good chance to almost lock this thing up with a victory here at a Giants loss. The defense looks good, but can they do it against Russell Wilson?
Yeah, that's a tough one, I think, for Washington. And yes, that defense was the key against San Francisco. You know, Washington, now, I mean, someone's got to win that division, and right now it looks like Washington is the best bet. I don't like their chances against Seattle. Obviously, Seattle had an exhibition game against the Jets last week and looked very good. We don't know status as far as Alex Smith or Antonio Gibson, if they're going to play. So I think this is a tough matchup for Washington. They lose, but I think they win the division at 8-8.
Scott, I know you're an NFC North guy. Most people around here probably aren't, but I'm very intrigued by this Bears and Vikings game. Both teams coming in at 6-7. Both teams with a chance to make the playoffs.
In the hunt.
In the hunt. Who wins this game, and do they make the playoffs?
I think this is an elimination game. Whoever loses this is obviously out. Whoever wins has a pretty good shot, I think, to make the playoffs. You know, the Vikings won the first matchup in Chicago, 19-13. You look at what Dalvin Cook's doing. I mean, this guy is having a monster year. Justin Jefferson, we already talked about him. He's been, I think, one of, if not the biggest surprise as far as the rookie class. Mitchell Trubisky looked really good, but he played Houston, who looks really bad. So I like the Vikings this one. I think it's going to be close, but the Vikings keep their playoff hopes alive. And their schedule at their last two games, they have to play at Detroit in the final one. That's a win. So I think Minnesota does sneak in.
Scotty, Sunday night football, the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants. The Giants, they need to win and hope for a Washington loss to get themselves back in first place because they do have that tiebreaker over Washington with two victories. The Browns, on the other hand, looked good against the Ravens, losing in a, you know, Big 12 style shootout with Baltimore. The problem for Cleveland, no secondary. The problem for New York, Daniel Jones did not look healthy out there, and Colt McCoy is not much better of an alternative. Something's got to give here, Scott. Can the Giants pull this one out at home?
Can they? Yes. Will they? I don't think so. You know, the Browns, this could be a not a trap game, but, you know, coming off a pretty grueling, emotional, physical game against Baltimore on a Monday night. You know, you would think they would be ripe for the pickings, but, you know, no Daniel Jones. Not that that seemed to have helped too much with the New York Giants. Even though that secondary is pretty suspect for Cleveland, I just don't see Colt McCoy, slinging it downfield to take advantage of it. And, you know, you look at Cleveland, they've got a pretty darn good run game with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. So I like Cleveland this one. A little bit of a setback last week, but they bounced back on Sunday Night Football.
Game of the week, at least on paper, the Kansas City Chiefs in their 12-1 record travel to the New Orleans Superdome to take on the New Orleans Saints. The Saints coming fresh off of a loss to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. We'll talk about those guys in just a minute. Without Drew Brees, my optimism isn't all there for the Saints, despite how well they usually play in that dome. Kansas City is still only a 3-point favorite, and Drew Brees' health is in question. What do you think about this one, Scott?
Yeah, I like the Chiefs in this one. I mean, you look at New Orleans, they did not have what they normally have, a good rush defense, as we saw with Sanders getting all those yards on Sunday for the Eagles. I just think, you know, Kansas City, they don't have to play that great to win. You saw that against Miami. You know, Mahomes had 3 interceptions. You still got Tyreek Hill. You still got Travis Kelce. Unless you get a big dose of Alvin Kamara in this one for New Orleans, I don't like them in this one, so give me Kansas City.
Indeed, indeed.
Uh-oh.
And when you say Miami, we're talking Super Bowl.
Because we're the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins number one.
The Miami Dolphins, Scott, they play host to the Patriots. The Dolphins, tough schedule to end the season. But as of right now, they are in the playoffs. Tua has looked incredibly mediocre at times. He's looked great at times. What do you expect against the Patriots this Sunday?
I think this one might be a real ugly game, and that's the way New England likes it. This is a coin flip game to me. Miami has more to play for. New England's pretty much out of the playoff hunt, although Miami's going to be out a lot of guys, wide receivers Devontae Parker, Jakeem Grant, and tight end Mike Gesicki. That being said, you played the song, so I got to pick a Miami in a close one.
Scott, I don't mean to do it to you, but the Titans, 11-point favorites at home against the Lions.
Oh, I thought we were going to bring this up.
I'm sorry. I had to do it. What happens in this game? Do the Lions have anything to play for? Is Stafford going to be the quarterback next season? Just tell me something about this Lions team to make me think they won't get blown out here.
What's going to happen? Tennessee's going to run all over them. There's never been a 300-yard rusher in one game in the NFL. This could be the game that might happen with Derrick Henry. Two, the Lions have absolutely nothing to play for. And three, I hope that Stafford is done in Detroit. It's been 12 years. He's a good quarterback, but he's not the quarterback that's going to take Detroit to the next level. I've been saying it for years on my show. They should have drafted somebody. They still haven't. You're not going to see Stafford. You shouldn't see Stafford because he got some banged up ribs going on. You're going to see Chase Daniels. So if you're a betting man, I'm a betting man, although it's not legal online in this state for a couple more weeks. I like Tennessee and the points.
Scotty, last one I got for you here. The Cardinals and the Eagles. The Cardinals fresh off a win against the Giants. The Eagles with Jalen Hurts take down the Saints. I'm going to ask you who wins. I'm also going to ask you, is Jalen Hurts the long-term solution in Philadelphia?
I think it has to be. I mean, the Carson Wentz experiment, I don't know how much longer they can go. Are they going to be Detroit and go 12 years and then not have a playoff win? I don't think that works in Philly. And, you know, you look at what Jalen Hurts did last week. It was a very efficient game. He didn't throw an interception, and he didn't get sacked. And so this is my upset of the week. Cardinals are picked by 6.5. I like the Eagles and the points, if that makes sense.
Wow. Scott, my last one for you. Monday Night Football, the Steelers playing against the Bengals. I'm assuming that the Steelers will win this game and win this game handsomely. Joe Burrow is still not in for Cincinnati, probably won't play all of next season. There are issues, though, in Pittsburgh. They looked dominant to start the season, not so much lately. Where do you see this team finishing when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Steelers still have enough to get over the hump and win the division. They do have a game against Cleveland at the end of the year, but that might not even matter at this point. I think, you know, Pittsburgh, they do have some issues. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, everybody was saying, you know, they could go undefeated and march through the playoffs. I don't think so. Their running game is an issue. And that's not, you know, when Roethlisberger's throwing 50 times, that's not good news. But they're playing Cincinnati, who has absolutely nothing to play for. You saw that against Dallas, where they just got shellacked by Andy Dalton in his triumphant return. So give me the Steelers.
All right, Scott. It is time for the Scott Nason Eliminator Pool. Two people remain, Christian the bartender and Scott Nason. Scott, who do you want in this one?
Well, I got my route to an undefeated eliminator pick season mapped out, and a couple of those times goes through my beloved Detroit Lions, possibly all three, because I haven't picked any of the teams that they have remaining. I can't take the Rams. That would be the lock of the week. No offense to Drew Lock there in Denver. Give me the Titans over Detroit.
I will be taking the Ravens, who did not go 16-0, over the Jaguars.
I'm still sticking with my strategy where I'm taking underdogs because I'm still out of this. Chicago, 3-point underdogs on the road. I think the Bears sneak into the playoffs. Give me the Bears.
All right. That's going to do it for Scott. Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Where can our listeners get more great content from you?
You can go to the website, thegamesportsshow.com. There we have a myriad of shows where we talk local, regional sports here in Michigan, Northern Ontario, but we also talk national sports, lots of good times, lots of fun, and best of all, it's free for your listening pleasure.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more sports talk on The Drive.
So much coverage. Hey, if we were a jersey, we'd be triple XL.
ESPN Blacksburg, 93.1, 810, 97.1, and online at ESPNBlacksburg.com.